We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ed Bouchette in with us until the top of the hour here. All right, Ed, we talked about Ben. You fully expect a contract extension for him this offseason. How about the head coach? If history holds true, he would get extended this offseason with 2 years left on his deal. Is it a foregone conclusion as far as you're concerned?
I think so, Joe.
You said you think so?
I think so, Joe. I got to learn the buttons.
That's
here.
All right.
It's all right. I screw him up every day.
I go back to, and I mentioned this to Ron earlier, Bill Cowher in 1998 went 6-10, 1999 went 7-9, and the Steelers responded by giving him a contract extension. He didn't make the playoffs in 2000, so it was three in a row. But, Mike has never experienced 6-10 or 7-9 or any kind of losing record. It's been probably a little more disappointing at times because everybody thinks they had some of the best talent in the AFC. And didn't get to the Super Bowl since 2010.
Including what Cowher didn't have back then, which was an elite quarterback.
He did have great defenses.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
But not an elite quarterback.
And defenses meant more back then than what they do now. But, hey, he also had Cordell Stewart in 97. I thought Cordell was very serviceable. He had Jerome Bettis. They had the AFC Championship game at home, and they had the lead on the Denver Broncos and John Elway, and they blew it. So, and he also wanted to keep Tommy Maddox as his quarterback and not draft Ben Roethlisberger. So he thought he had a quarterback. Anyway,
and to play the devil's advocate here, what people will say, they've won three playoff games since 2010. And if you extend him, you're accepting mediocrity. I hear that all of the time. Reaction to it.
I don't think mediocrity is making the playoffs. First of all, you're better than mediocrity. Mediocrity is average, and that's 8-8. And he did do that twice. They did reach the AFC title game 2 years ago. They went 13-3 last year. Disappointing ends, no doubt. But not everybody wins the Super Bowl. You think right now the Chargers are disappointed. How many had they won? On the road, they won every game on the road, and then they laid a big fat egg. I just think that he's a good coach. I truly believe he's a good coach. And I don't think they're looking at trying to change everything around and going with another coach and a whole new system. I think he's going to get a contract extension.
What would happen if he didn't? On the off chance that he didn't, what kind of things would be set in motion? It would obviously be a very big story.
Big story, yes. I think so. Then that would make him go into a 20 after this season with 1 year left on his contract. And, hey, other teams have done that a long time. The Bengals were famous for doing that. With Marvin Lewis.
Oh, there's a real successful program to model yourself after, though.
Once again, they haven't had a quarterback either. Marvin made the playoffs a number of times, and I don't know that the problem there it was Marvin Lewis. I think that it was, you know, the whole franchise, but nevertheless,
organization.
Yeah, the way it's run and everything else, but and keeping some of those guys they kept. Of course, we're talking about similar type of things here now. For different reasons, how they've kept Antonio Brown. It's, but I truly think they're gonna just give him a contract extension.
I wrote yesterday. I'm okay with that too. I just think it's always easy to say get rid of somebody, but you got to have a better alternative coming in. And that isn't to say they couldn't find one, but that isn't a guarantee that they would find somebody.
Not only that. I think he's going to command, I'm not saying demand, I'm saying command a big number because there are big numbers going out there. You know, look at the guy in Seattle. What's he done? He's the highest paid coach There is. What's he making? It's $15 million. 15?
Is Tomlin in the top five right now?
I think so.
I'll point out another guy. Now, he's in the NFC Championship game, Sean Payton in New Orleans. He won in 2009. Before this year, they'd missed the playoffs a couple
of
years.
Records.
What has he done?
A lot of losing records.
With Drew Brees.
Right, right. Now, that's a good point. Now, we just saw Mike McCarthy get whacked in Green Bay, and it's a kind of a similar track record as Mike's. You know, he won one Super Bowl, and, you know, he relatively successful out there, but, you know, they fired him. But nevertheless, I just think if Mike, let's say they didn't sign him, I think there would be a great demand around the league for him. He's still a young man. What is he, 44, 45 years old?
What do they need to do, or what does he need to do to sort of augment what he's doing over there? Ron suggested in a column, I would agree, something like what the Falcons did to get a little help, challenges, little help maybe in clock management situation. Just another somebody in his ear saying, here's an option. You can still go with your gut, but here's some numbers for you.
I think the clock management thing is way overblown, but I would agree with the replay. I think he needs some help up there, somebody he has confidence in to advise him on calls, because they see it up there. On the road, you don't see it. You know, you don't see it on the road. They're not going to show it to you on the big screen.
Anything else come to mind for Mike? Ways that you would help him?
Get better players.
And
how
he's,
about that?
And that's partially or largely his responsibility.
He's got a lot to say to that too, Ed, right?
Yeah, you know, they've been paying their own guys. They have not had a lot of room under the cap because they keep their own guys, which is why they have been consistently good. I'm not saying great, but they've been up there among the contenders every year. Every year you see the odds. The odds are the Steelers. I just looked in the other day. They're third in the AFC. So they don't have a lot of cap room, and they're drafting them late in the rounds because they're so good. This league penalizes success. Now, you can point to the New England Patriots and say, no, they don't. But for the most part, they do by not allowing you to draft very high. That's why the Browns are coming up. It's not a miracle that the Browns are coming up. It's a miracle they've not come up before this with all those high draft picks.
Ed, let's take a minute and look ahead to the weekend games. Joe, I'm looking at a stat here. This one just blows me away. Most conference championship appearances by a quarterback. Okay, you ready? Brady, 13. Okay,
wow.
You know who's next on the list?
In history? Montana?
7. Brady's been to 13. Montana has been to 7. Bradshaw, Elway, Staubach, all to 6. And that just strikes me as being unbelievable. Of course, they're in their 8th AFC championship game in a row. When you think about that, Ed, but they're not as good on the road as they are at home. Do you give Kansas City a big shot, or do you like New England?
No, I like Kansas City, and that means New England's probably going to win. But I thought Kansas City's defense played much better last week in their victory. You know, they supposedly had no defense, and I thought they did well. And I still don't think, despite I thought the Patriots obviously played out of their minds in that first half last week, but I don't. They've never gone to a Super Bowl, I don't think, playing on a road. Since here.
Yeah, they went to a couple from here, right?
Yeah, but they've never done it since. So, maybe it's just
never done it without cheating, is what you.
Maybe
mean
it's just me. Maybe it's just me pulling for Kansas City. I saw a map that showed the fans in the AFC title game, who everybody's rooting for, a map of the United States.
I saw that too.
It's all red with Kansas City except for New England.
Pretty cool. How about, you mentioned Kansas City. This Mahomes kid is just, I mean, he looks like such the real deal to me. You too? I mean, I keep waiting from young quarterback. Well, he'll hit the wall here eventually. He's shown no signs of that.
No, second year guy too, Ron. You know, there's a lot of good young quarterbacks. I think this league's been waiting for that to happen for a while. And all of a sudden, there are a lot of good young quarterbacks around, and he is certainly near the top of that list.
Ed, you're wondering what?
Let's ask the other game real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. New Orleans is at home against the Rams. You got any kind of a feel for that?
I'd have to go with New Orleans down there, even though the Eagles should have won that game last week, and the Rams are a better team than the Eagles. But that's a tough place to play, and Drew Brees is a tough guy to stop. But if anybody can do it, I think Aaron Donald and that defense maybe could rise up.
Maybe the Rams will run a fake punt in that game. They'll get stopped, and Rosie Nix will celebrate, Ed.
Yeah.
Ed, you're a wonderful man for coming in for this hour. I guess I'm left. I'm still left. I wanted to come back at you with the Mike Tomlin thing. I don't know what the word is. I'm a little bit hot and cold on him right now. Yes, he's done a lot of regular season winning, Ed, but what has it added up to in 8 years? Nothing. They have three playoff wins. Two of them were in the same year. And the other one, the Cincinnati Bengals, said, here, take this with one of the miracle endings in NFL history. Jeremy Hill puts the ball on the ground. All they had to do was run out the clock. What has it added up to, really, with Mike Tomlin over a course of 8 years? To me, not a lot.
Joe, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm not sitting here saying I'm the one making the decision. I've been around the Steelers too long, maybe, and I've seen how they operate, and I just see no way they're going to make a change. You know, it took Bill Cowher into his 14th season before he won a Super Bowl, and then one more year and he left.
I asked Ron this last week. Do you see Tomlin as a guy, a football lifer? Is he going to be doing this at 60?
No.
Oh, I disagree.
No.
You don't think?
Nope.
I've been told he is a football junkie as much as there's ever been a football junkie.
I don't see him as a head coach anywhere in 10 years.
Wow.
I see him.
He's only 46 or whatever.
Yeah, I think I said 44, 45. I undershot that. No, I don't. And I've had some conversations. And I just don't think that.
Wow, that's fascinating.
I could see him somehow getting into the media, television, or something like that. But, no, I don't see him coaching that long.
We'll make a friendly bet on that. I'll bet you, Ed, he's coaching when he's 60 years old in the NFL. Maybe not here.
I may not be around somewhere to pay that bet off.
Well, you never pay off anyway.
We're all going to be dead by then, Ron. There's going to be no bet to be paid off by then.
Ed doesn't pay off anyway. So,
thank you, Ed. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great day, man.
That was awesome.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.